It's 5 minutes with me.
Welcome to 5 minutes with Marco. I'm going to introduce you today to a concept that's been both, let's say, encouraging and challenging to me. And I use it sometimes, particularly with some youth workers in our coaching program who I see embodying this. It's a concept of loyal radicals, a person who is a loyal radical. Some time ago, a friend sent me a link to an online article written by a British guy named Bob Hopkins. Don't know him. But it was about the sort of people who are able to foment change in large change-resistant world, the article was, about British Anglicanism. He called those people loyal radicals. I thought the insights were absolutely brilliant and have so much application for the coaching work I do with youth workers who are all too often understandably frustrated with the change resistance of their churches. So my slightly edited version of Hopkins' definition of a loyal radical is this. Loyal radicals are grassroots leaders who are passionate about mission and change, but are totally committed to the church or the organization they belong to and are working for change from within. Here are the traits of loyal radicals he draws out. They love the church or organization that they are part of, even though they are passionate for change and often frustrated by institutional resistance to change. Their love of the church or organization is fueled by faith that God is able to bring about change, even when it seems impossible or unlikely. It's a positive, hopeful perspective built more on a theological perspective than on optimism. They have an attitude of expectancy. They employ a strategy of pressing forward with confidence that there is a way forward around the obstacles. They look for the slightest crack in the door, sticking their foot firmly in it and keep pressing it there as long as it takes to ease the door open. They find and leverage healthy, creative pressure points. Their strategy is one of benevolent subversion. I like that. They gather and disseminate stories of change and experimentation. They network with other loyal radicals for learning and encouragement, and they have tons of patience. In the youth ministry coaching program that I lead, one of the assigned readings is a quirky little book called Orbiting the Giant Hairball. I talked about this book at length in an episode 109 of this podcast, just a few back. Is written by the former lead creative at Hallmark Cards, and it's all about how to remain creative while involved in an organization with tendencies to draw you into the hairball of its bureaucracies. But really, it's about being a loyal radical, although the author never uses that term. There's great dovetailing, certainly, between the book and the loyal radical traits I've just listed. It feels like every week I chat with a youth worker or other ministry leader who would love to see change in the organization they're a part of, but they're often not willing or interested in the loyal half. They just want to be radical. Problem is, that almost never works. Radicals can influence change, to be sure, but radicals influence change from outside the organization. Exercising a prophetic voice would be a positive way of saying that. And if that's you, go with it. Just be ready for a diet of locusts and honey. But if you really want to see change in a church or organization that you love, even while it frustrates the heck out of you, then spend some time reflecting on this idea of a loyal radical and how you can more fully embody these traits. I'm going to read the list again, and I want you to listen prayerfully, seeing if one or two of these descriptions jumps out to you, inviting you into a new mindset. They love the church organization they're part of, even though they're passionate for change and often frustrated by institutional resistance to change. Their love of the church is fueled by faith that God is able to bring about change, even when it seems impossible or unlikely. It's a positive, hopeful perspective built more on a theological perspective than on optimism. They have an attitude of expectancy. They employ a strategy of pressing forward with confidence that there is a way forward, a way around the obstacles. They look for the slightest crack in the door, sticking their foot firmly in it and keep pressing it there as long as it takes to ease the door open. They find and leverage healthy creative pressure points. Their strategy is one of benevolent subversion. They gather and disseminate stories of change and experimentation. They network with other loyal radicals for learning and encouragement. They have a ton of patience. Hey, cheers to those of you out there who are loyal radicals.
The Youth Cartel Podcast Network.